AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden plans to take executive action to provide a stopgap measure of financial relief to millions of Americans, while Congress begins considering his much larger $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief package. Brian Deese, director of the White House National Economic Council, says the economy is at a very precarious moment.
If we pass the American Rescue Plan now, we could see 7.5 million jobs created just this year, and we could see a return to full employment a full year ahead of what is projected if we don't.
One of the Biden orders asked the Agriculture Department to consider adjusting the rules for food assistance. A second Biden cabinet member has been approved.
The Senate vote was overwhelming to confirm Lloyd Austin, a West Point graduate, as the nation's first black Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin retired in 2016 after rising through the ranks during 41 years in the U.S. Army. He was the first black general to head U.S. Central Command. He received a waiver from the House and Senate from a ban on military officers serving as Secretary of Defense within 7 years of retirement. Austin pledged to senators to address white supremacy and violent extremism in the ranks of the military, and said he embraces the president's focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Jennifer King, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will present an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate on Monday. Texas moved to stop President Biden from allowing a 100-day moratorium on deportations, bringing one of the first lawsuits against the new administration. Hank Aaron has died. He broke Babe Ruth's home run record, now held by Barry Bonds. In a 1999 interview, Hank Aaron said he took pride in being an all-around player.
And the one thing I think that I'm even more proud of is the fact that there's not one time that I struck out 100 times in one season.
No cause of death was given. Hank Aaron was 86. This is AP News. The chief of London Ambulance, Kadir Mir, says the past few weeks have been stressful for staff during the surge in the coronavirus.
Mir says the last 6 to 8 weeks have seen huge call demand and immense need for ambulance services. He hopes the worst period, at least in London, has now passed.
We have so far seen a bit of a peak and now a little bit of a dipping down in terms of activity. It still remains incredibly busy.
Mir says the current lockdown is not having the same impact on virus suppression.
During wave one, what we saw was we saw huge amounts of demand on our services, but we did see a sharp drop-off.
Numbers of sick people needing ambulances to urgently get them to hospital are higher now than in the first COVID wave. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The jackpot for the Mega Millions lottery drawing has grown to $1 billion ahead of tonight's drawing. The last time the prize was this big was in 2018. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.